Since its creation in 1982, the Genesis Foundation has been extremely successful in its fundraising efforts.
Over the past 35 years, I would say it'd be close to $70 million.
The foundation's director of events, Christine O'Donnell, says like any charity, they do face their own challenges.
There are so many wonderful causes out there, and to just really engage and capture the attention and the hearts of the people who want to donate their time and money, that's always the challenge. The challenge is to continue to broaden our scope and to find new people, to reach new generations.
Money raised goes to fund the clinical and medical arm of the foundation called the Feingold Center for Children at Children's Hospital, where kids with genetic disorders go to get coordinated care. Three quarters of the funds they raise come from annual fundraising events, ranging from golf tournaments to comedy nights to Carl Yastrzemski Day at Fenway Park. Yaz Day is being held September 1st this year. The Red Sox Dick Flavin emcees the event. He says it's a fun day for patients, their families, and contributors.
They can stand at home plate and bat, go out into the bullpens and pitch against a speed gun, field balls off the green monster, and Yaz takes a walk around and says hello to every person that's there.
Flavin was good friends with Dr. Murray Feingold and says Feingold was a master fundraiser in large part because it was something he believed in deeply.
Dedication to this cause was so intense, so meaningful to him that it came across to other people. He could convince all kinds of other people to join him in this cause, and it's a cause that was bigger than him, and he understood that.
Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ News Radio, 1030.